Welcome to the Sportscast, May 23rd, 2018. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube or iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a review so we can help us out in the rankings. What a night last night. Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals between the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. Houston Rockets were down by double digits twice, came back and won the game. And we got Ryan Krista on the line. Ryan, is Houston the real deal?
I think so, Santiago. I have been waiting a whole series for the Houston Rockets to show up. They came out big in game two, but last night they showed me a lot, and I think it showed the sports, you know, the basketball world that this team is for real. They were down 12-0 to start the game in a raucous environment, came back, responded, had a great second quarter. You know, and then they took another blow in the third quarter from the Warriors, especially Steph Curry was on fire, fell behind by double digits, and then responded in the fourth quarter to play some of the best defense I've seen in a long time, especially from the San Antonio coach team. It wasn't the offense that saved the Rockets, it was their defense in the fourth quarter.
Trevor Ariza had 9 points. James Harden had 30. Chris Paul had 27. Eric Gordon had 14. Now, obviously, like, the Rockets would have been, like, in a bad position if they were, you know, like if they lost last night and they would have been down 3-1. Are the Warriors in a bad spot now?
This is the first time, you know, in 4 years that we've seen the Warriors really have their backs against the walls. You know, they have a much, you know, they got to win one game in Houston. Their reign here in the Western Conference where they got the backs against the wall where, you know, they're not being aggressive. They're being, you know, pushed back. You know, we haven't seen that, so it's going to be interesting to see how this team responds. And, you know, and they're really a must-win game five, you know. The stats, you know, are huge. A team that wins game five usually wins, you know, when it's 2-2, usually wins the series. That's why this game coming up is you know, going to be a great game. I think you're going to have another game that comes down to the wire because both teams know if you want to win the series, it starts by winning game five.
Kevin Durant had 27 points. Draymond Green had 11. Klay Thompson only had 10. And Steph Curry had 28. Game 5 is pivotal. How pivotal is Game 5? Is Game 5, is it win it and win all? Or do you think it's just, I mean, can Golden State win in Houston? I mean, obviously, they've proven they can. But how do you see Game 5 coming up?
You know, the many months of hard work the Rockets did to get that home court advantage, in the blink of an eye, it was gone after game one. But they fought their butts off last night. They get back control. If they win the next two games at home, they're going to the NBA Finals. This is what they worked hard for, to get that home court advantage. And coming up in next night, you know, we're going to see how important that home court advantage is for the Rockets. I think Houston's going to show big as a fan base, you know. They're going to bring in. It's going to be a very tough game for the Warriors. It's going to be interesting to see how Kevin Durant responds. You know, he's a guy who didn't take many shots down the stretch the other last night, you know, in clutch moments. When he had a chance to take, you know, the game-tying shot, he passed that ball off. You know, it's kind of interesting to see the psyche of Kevin Durant after, you know, what was going through his head. But I think they'll respond in that. I think the Rockets will respond. That's why I think they're going to have another game where it's going to come down to the final possession. We've been waiting for this. You know, going into last night, we had an average difference of almost 23 points in both between the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. As basketball fans in general, we were waiting for a game like that last night. We were treated to something special.
Yeah, like you were saying about home court advantage, this actually reminded me of the Indiana Pacers back in 2012. going up against the Heat. They knew they had to get home court advantage to have a chance to beat the Heat. It didn't work out at the end. I think the Heat won the series in five or in six. But, you know, Golden State has never been, like, in this position. Yes, like, they have been in this position in the finals before, but they have not been pushed to six games. Do you think is a possibility that that you think Golden State has to win like away, but what are the chances? I mean, how do you forecast this series?
I think this is the Rockets are going to do it. This is the team that's going to do it, and this is their year. I don't think you're going to see the Warriors kind of take the regular season off at times as they did this year. Especially if they lose, you know, they're not going to give up home court advantage next year. So I think the Rockets know that. And I think Chris Paul knows he doesn't have many, you know, seasons left in him. And James Harden might know this might be his best chance. This might be the best team he ever plays on. I think this team is going to play their, you know, their butts off. I'm going to say the Rockets in seven. I think home court prevails the rest of the series. I think Rockets win five. Warriors will come back and take, you know, hold off in home court in game six, and then you're going to see a game seven. He's on your home court?
No. Andre Iguodala not playing.
Oh, yeah, I think it was. You know, their rhythm, especially, you know, in money times, you know, Iguodala's on the court, and, you know, he's playing the four, it just seemed like they were just a little bit off last night, you know. I don't think Kevin Looney or Jordan Bell played bad in replacement, but there are no Andre Iguodala in experience and leadership. It definitely showed because there are the times the Rockets were able to impose their physical will on the Warriors, and I think Andre Iguodala is able to add a little physicalness to the Warriors and do a lot of that dirty work with Draymond Green. It seems like when it came to the boards and the little stuff, the Rockets are winning that. And that's from the difference in the game. They got extra possessions. They won the loose balls. Things that, you know, not necessarily show up in the stat line, but that's what Andre Iguodala brings to the team. But yeah, I definitely think, you know, nothing against the replacements, but I think definitely made a factor, especially in the clutch moments of the game, not having AI on the court.
Eastern Conference Finals, the series is tied 2-2. Cleveland came back and won their home games. Boston look a little bit shaky. Do you think they'll come back on Game 5?
Just as we were talking about the Rockets and Warriors Game 5, that's what tonight is about. You know, I'll say it again. I said a few minutes ago, usually the winner of Game 5 wins the series. So that's what makes tonight so important. You know, can we finally see a road team win the game? You know, we've seen both pretty much all four games be blowouts where the home team uses the energy of the crowd and to be the difference in the game. It's going to see how the Cavaliers are able to play, you know, the role players are going to be able to come out and play as good as they did in games 3 and 4 in Cleveland. That's usually the difference in the playoffs is that you see role players not play as good on the road as they do at home. But we've seen that LeBron James, while he's having one of the most remarkable playoffs we've ever seen, statistic-wise, you know, if he doesn't get help from the others, he cannot win this game. But what makes the Celtics so special is the way they share the ball. You know, everybody's a threat on the court. There's a lot of times where the Cavaliers, besides LeBron James and Kevin Love, they might not have a scoring threat on the court. And that kind of makes it that much harder on those two to put the ball in the basket. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Tristan Thompson, the George Hill, the J.R. Smith, the other guys come out and play tonight in Boston. I think, you know, we're going to, just like our Game 5 or Game 4 last night in Oakland was great, I think Game 5 tonight and Boston. It's going to come down to the wire.
And who do you have for Game 5?
I never go against LeBron James. I think he's going to have another 40-plus point game. close to another triple-double. And, you know, I think he gets just enough help from the other guys to win a low-scoring physical game.
You know, I've been wrong. I thought last night Golden State was going to win. I want to choose Boston tonight.
Yeah, it's not, you know, that's what the common, you know, ration says, but there's nothing wrong about thinking Boston's going to win because they've been not being at home this year. And games 1 and 2 tell me that other, you know, the Cavaliers are going to have to come in there and win that game. If otherwise, it's going to be another victory for Boston at home. So I, you know, it's not that, I don't think it's that bold of a move to say Boston's going to win tonight.
Yeah, these playoffs have been unpredictable. First, we thought it would be predictable before the series and after the first and second game, but it's unpredictable. Anyone could be going to the finals. It could be Houston, Boston, the most unlikely foes. Who do you have for Champions League this weekend? Liverpool and Real Madrid.
You can't go against LeBron James. You can't go against Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't think he'll have a hat trick, but he definitely has at least a goal. Hopefully, the game-winning goal for Real.
Sounds good. I'm going for Liverpool. I'm a Liverpool fan, and I'm going to stick with my team, and I think they're going to win it 3-1. Mo Salah will show the world. I'm not a one-year wonder, but I am here to win championships. Same for Klopp.
Hey, it's a big sports weekend here in America and across the world. You know, we got, I mean, I just got to give a shout-out to the Vegas Knights fans. Yeah, the expansion team going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, that might be one of the craziest stories in sports history. And then you got Alex Ovechkin going for his first Stanley Cup final game here tonight, Game 7, between the Capitals and Lightning.
Yeah. So, I've not been following NHL at all, but I've been hearing Las Vegas is the expansion team that's never been to the finals and might win it. So keep us up to date with that, and hopefully they're in like the conference finals, right?
Yeah, they're in the Vegas is already on to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then they got tonight Game 7, winner take all between the Capitals and Lightning to see who else goes to meet the Vegas in Stanley Cup Finals.
And one last one, is Tom Brady not showing up to OTA a big deal or not a big deal?
It's a statement. It's a statement move by Tom Brady. You know, he's upset about something. He's not happy with management, or he's not happy with Bill Belichick. Somewhere along the line, you know, things aren't perfect at Foxborough, which is always interesting because we have this mindset that, you know, things are always supposed to go a certain way with the Patriots and the Patriots players. And when Tom Brady's not there and your leader's not there, you know, it's kind of a red flag for me, you know, because you just assume that everything's going well, even, you know, even when they don't win the Super Bowl, you know, they still went to the Super Bowl and came up a little short, but obviously something's not perfect in Tom Brady's eyes. I think, you know, when push comes to shove, he'll be show up in July in training camp, and, you know, everything will be okay. But he's just sending a message to management, you know, about something, you know. Is it, you know, I don't, you know, obviously there was reports out last year that between Bill Belichick and management and Tom Brady, there was a disagreement on how to handle the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. I think there's a lot of, you know, fear for Tom Brady, you know, as he gets older, he doesn't want to have his replacement on the roster because there's always a lot of pressure for the next big thing to be, you know, because you're usually your backup quarterback. And I think he was wanting to get Jimmy Garoppolo out of town because he doesn't want his replacement on the roster right now, I don't think. But obviously, something's not right. I don't know if it's a contract situation either, you know, so we'll see, you know. When July comes, when practice is really mandatory, I think Tom Brady will be there. The Patriots will be, I think they'll be okay.
I think it'll be okay. It's not a big deal. It's common. Not many star players come to these OTAs, but the mini camps next month will be a big deal. We'll see what happens. He'll probably show up. Ryan,
yeah,
thanks for...
Yeah, it's voluntary, but yeah, like I said, you know, Tom Brady's never been one to miss even voluntary workouts, so that that's kind of the rough line, but like you said, not a big deal. You got mandatory here coming up in the next month, the amount of treatment camp soon following after that.
Well, Ryan, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
All right, thanks for having me, Santiago. Have a great day. Love you, Mindy and Cleet. Bye-bye.